March on Cancer is a unique event we've never done before. It's happening in 15 cities across the UK. And basically, it's all linked to our wider fundraising campaign called Stand Up to Cancer, which is in conjunction with Channel 4, which is a live TV fundraiser happening on the Friday the 17th of October. And March on Cancer is essentially a nighttime walk event that's happening the week before. And as I said, it's in 15 cities. And basically, everybody comes together to walk basically in the face of cancer, raise money, stand up together. And there's live entertainment on the way, and it's just a fantastic night where everybody feels as one. And obviously we're all raising money for life-saving research.
Obviously the aim is of raising money, and with the Stand Up to Cancer as well, I know that's a big fundraiser, but is it about raising awareness as well?
Absolutely. You know, it's about raising awareness, the fact that in the southeast alone there's five people every hour are diagnosed with cancer, so it's a big number for, you know, for the area. And so we need to raise awareness about Cancer Research UK, what we do, where the money goes, and obviously the fact that we're trying to raise money for life-saving research.
I guess that so many people are affected by cancer. You know, there are everybody through association with friends or family, everyone knows somebody. So do you think in that respect, people are quite engaged with things like this March for Cancer? Have you found that people are engaging with it?
Absolutely. I think especially, you know, I've noticed that really quite significantly when we've been out promoting the events, because people come over to you and they want to share their story and how they've been affected. And as you say, absolutely everybody has been affected in some way, whether it's themselves or a family member or a close friend. And that's why these events are so important, because it shows unity for everybody. And also, you know, just how much of a strong force we can be in the face of cancer.
And I guess when you've got something like cancer, which can be very scary for people going through it and very upsetting for families, but an occasion like this, it's very positive, isn't it? I mean, I imagine the mood on the day will be quite positive.
Absolutely. I mean, the route is set out in such a way that there's, like, as we say, there's live entertainment. So, you know, the mood is going to be really positive. We're also hearing from people with cancer on the night, and also from family members who've obviously been affected by loved ones who've got the disease. And as I say, people on the route will be able to hear their stories and obviously relate to what they're going through themselves. So again, there's, you know, a very mood of positivity and also reflection as well on the route. So,
and how important is it that we raise the money for the research? Because I think some people think, well, you know, cancer research does get quite a lot of money in terms of some other charities, but how important is that research that we're moving it forward all the time?
It's so important to raise as much money as we possibly can. What a lot of people don't know is that we're not actually government funded, so every single penny that we receive goes towards the research itself. And obviously we've come such a long way in the past 40 years. You know, survival rates are a lot higher now, and we just want to get to a place one day where we are rid of this horrendous disease. And there's obviously 200 different types of cancer, so we need to fund as much research into all different types so that we can eradicate all 200 types.